Now we will get into license allocation. Dad?
Morning, Mr. Chair, members of the commission. Thank you very much. I want to thank Andy and Andrew for a very good presentation there, which created a lot of great questions for you in the commission, and hope we're done with the hard questions. If we have any more, they better be back there so I can call them. Noted. Mr. Chair, on page, I think it's 44 in your book, would be the first upcoming season in regards to black gills. I just want to reiterate that all the recommendations that you have in front of you here today fall along with what Andy and Andrew went over, from harvest assistance to the lesson hunter success, to our population modeling exercises, to our updated unit-specific population objectives, and the guidelines found within our wildlife action plan. For the black gills hunting season, we do have a 6,000 to 8,000 population objective within our management plan, and then as Andy and Andrew went over, what you have in here for harvest recommendations would be to have an overwintering population of 7,200 elk come around that 2023-24 time period. So, Mr. Chair, on page 44, the black gills elk hunting season, we did work with you last month to make some adjustments to the maximum number of licenses that could be approved by you as a commission body based on recommendations. We have no recommended changes to that. We also had a modification to the boundaries for Blackfield's elk unit H9A and H9B to correct those somewhat in rule. And the other recommended change we have for you here today, specifically for the black gills, would be we need to establish an administrative rule, unit H4B, which is an antler-built unit, there with respective season dates and license allocation here for unit 4. You'll see there at the top, kind of the top third of the action sheet, we do specify the number of any elk and antler-built licenses there for the black gills hunting season. And once we get through all of the elk hunting seasons, there will be that table that Commissioner Bees is looking at, where we will ask for your formal administrative action to move forward with those numbers and types of licenses. So with that, Mr. Chair, that would be the only recommended change we have for you here today for the back of the season.
Mr. Frank.
I was wondering on the big new unit, the big prairie unit, I'm having a tough time reading. Is the numbers the same as they were before? How did the harvest go last year on that unit?
Yeah, through the chair, Commissioner Spring, yeah, once we get through the prairie elk action sheet, I will roll that information on there. But yeah, we'll get to that if we can wait for that.
Questions on the proposal in front of us? Not an entertaining motion. For the discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign, motion carries.
Well, Mr. Chair, on page 49 would be our Custer State Park elk hunting season, firearm season. We do not have any recommended changes for you here today. If you remember, you'll see on the license allocation recommendation increase from 9 to 12 any elk licenses there in Custer State Park. So we really don't need any action on this one today. And if there's any questions, I'll try to answer.
Questions?
On page 51 of your book would be the Custer State Park archery elk hunting season. Again, no recommended changes here today on your current proposal. You'll note there we have an increase of licenses from 3 to 4 for archery If no questions on that one, on page 53 would be the archery elk hunting season. Let's see if we have any recommended changes on that one for you here today, and I don't believe we do. You did make a proposed change in rule for the maximum number of licenses and license types. You'll note there, kind of the top part of that action sheet, would be an increase from 147 to 182, any elk archery licenses. Yeah, from an annual standpoint, an increase from 70 to 90. Mr. Chair, on page 56 would be the prairie elk hunting season. If I may, Mr. Chair, can I answer Mr. Spring, you had a question there on the West River unit. We did have, if you see on page 58, that the updated harvest table. These would be preliminary harvest data. Should be pretty solid for all of those seasons that have been completed right now, but you can see from the bull licenses, we harvested 7 out of the 10 licenses, and for the cow, we harvested 5 out of the 20. And I don't believe we have any recommended changes for you for the number of licenses through that respective unit. Mr. Chair, you'll note on your proposed changes from last year, on your current proposal, we have that maximum number of licenses established in rule. There was a proposed change to Prairie Unit 9, which kind of separated that current unit, retained that western portion of Unit 9. We established a 49A unit in that portion of Lee County, and we corrected some of the season dates that were in error for Prairie Unit 11, the Antelis unit, and for Prairie Unit 35B up there. We do have a couple recommended changes for your consideration on your current proposal. You'll note on the maximum number that you set, we actually have a recommendation there to increase that slightly. We need to do that to accommodate the NEL licenses that we have recommended for your consideration here, so you can see that increase to 150 for NEL and 300 for Andrew. So, as you know, we do have an elk population established in Harding County, predominantly on that Custer National Forest area, and obviously some of the private land associated with those habitats there. Based on the comments that staff have had with those landowners up there, we try to meet with all of those units that have, elk on the prairie and talk about how we need to make license adjustments and the kind of population objective we want to strive for there to try to satisfy that landowner tolerance, which is important for obviously prairie elk. We have a recommendation here to establish some antlerless elk seedings within those respective units in western and eastern Harding County. So you can see there under the department recommendation on page 57 in the middle, we have to establish those units. That's the recommended change number 2. The recommended change number 3 is to establish those season dates. And you'll note there for the antlerless licenses, based on the number that we feel is needed to get the harvest that we feel is warranted to meet landowner tolerance, we would like to have a split season, I guess. So we would have half of those licenses for 6 weeks starting October 1, and the remainder of those licenses the latter part of the 6 weeks to the end of that calendar year, just to try to spread out some of those hunter densities. We don't want a bunch of cow elk hunters coming to that area and kind of tripping over each other and maybe pushing elk out, but just trying to spread out those hunter densities. That's the recommendation from local staff there based on their conversations with landowners. So what would be the 3 recommended changes we have for you here today for your current proposal?
Any questions? Mr. Speed.
Yes, sir. On that herd up there north of down the Bell River up there, Cheyenne River, well, we really don't really have a head count up there, but I've heard anywhere from 200 to 350 head. If we have 200 cows up there, 46% survival rate, like they have in the hills, we could be having 90 heads for that unit a year. tags. How are we going to keep that herd from getting out of control?
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Bees, that's a good, tough question. As you know, the management of the health on the prairie and on landscapes that's predominantly private land do provide some challenges. We have talked about, you know, the need to try to maybe have a better handle on the population, some of these core populations out on the prairie. We are not, we don't have a game plan right now. That might be something we need to consider having some more discussion on. Getting access to where these elk are is a challenge at times as well. And I know regional staff have been working with producers in that specific area and other portions of that large Westerly unit. And whether or not that unit has it currently laser on the landscape, I mean, it's large, or fishing, I think it's 10 and 20, respectively, for both and antelope elk. There likely could be a time, and it might be sooner than we think, where you have to go in there and carve out some smaller units to better manage the elk. That would be the best answer I would have for you now. I don't know if you or Andrew have anything else to add to that. Kevin, Tom?
Mr. Chairman, thank you, Chad. Yeah, managing elk on the prairie is difficult. I mean, it definitely is difficult. We're going to find that balance, and I would be in favor of additional antlerless licenses if we need them sooner than later, because once we get behind the curve, it's hard to catch up. And we've seen that in Bennett County, and we threw every harvest tool we had in our toolbox at that herd, and to this point now, we feel like we got on top of that herd. So we're going to continue working with the producers, making sure that we understand the elk population growth rates, making sure that we have the best, you know, estimates of elk in the area. I know Trenton and his team out there in Region 1 have been doing that. And we could be coming back to you with a recommendation next year if things are looking like that elk herd is going too quickly. And that's like back to Tom's comment in regards to, you know, we can react quicker than a few recommendations. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner Burton. Do you have issues with that herd, kind of a transient herd moving over onto tribal land as well? So you don't have a lot of control, per se, of the herd?
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Barling, I'm not aware of that issue for that particular herd. If we're talking about one up there on the Cheyenne River. We do have, you know, the elk population down in Bennett County and that southern portion of Nebraska, or the south of the joins Nebraska, that can be an issue. It's trying to get hunters on land where they have permission or where that license is valid. There's elk moving across tribal and in other private land, and even elk moving from south of Nebraska and jumping back and forth in between seasons, that can be a challenge as well. I know Nebraska is dealing with some of that right.
Mr. Springer.
Chad, I was going to update you a little bit on what I've heard. I didn't see it myself. I've had a call, and the Cheyenne River herd has worked its way up, and they're on both sides of the river up there where the Cheyenne River reservation is. So they're east of Highway 34, is what I've been told. And they're multiplying enough, they're going up the river to far enough that they're up next to their other fish. Just update that.
Any comments or questions?
I just, Mr. Chair, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
If I could, when we get to that life allocation table, you will note there is some significant reduction in the number of antelope licenses for that Bennett County unit. You know, we did increase harvest there. We did work with a lot of landowners on trying to utilize reservation pool hunts and possibly success in that. We put the pressure on. Nebraska, I think, is now dealing with some of those elk. If you put pressure on elk, they will be likely to do some of those elk, but we did harvest substantial amounts of antelope elk to help get us in line where we think I'm not going to say we're in the sweet spot right now when it comes to land on our tolerance and where we want to be with those elk, but we're in a better position now than we were 2 years ago. So we will see some license reductions there.
Thank you.
Chad, are some of those do some of those landowners allow hunters on their property as part of that elk reduction effort as opposed to just doing a depredation hunt or a pool hunt?
Yes, we have cooperating landowners there. Do they all provide access and all that? We're still working on that, and we are seeing, I would feel some improvement on hunters getting access to private land where we need to get a better time of it.
Okay, thank you. If not, I'd entertain the motion. For the discussion, hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign, motion carries.
Mr. Chair, the last thing on health, I guess you have this here, right? So this would be the license allocation. Commissioner V's note taken on that. I updated this with some of our anti-horse health units on the prairie. Things did get kind of shrunk down and provide a bigger piece of paper to the health results as well. So what you see there on the left side is the license allocation through 2021. And the right side of that would be license allocation for the various seasons by units and license types for 2022 and 2023. So this is what we would need administrative action from the commission to, if you do this or make any modifications, this will go out for public comment until the April meeting, and then we'll take final action on that.
The move. Second, further discussion. Hearing not all those in favor say aye. Both same sign.
And just to pick on Director Simpson, I see he was pretty intrigued with the model. So if you want to visit us, you can do it.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you. Good presentations. Hopefully that allayed some of the fears. I know we had some public comments thinking that the commission just decided we need to issue more licenses so we could make more money. As opposed to making biological decision, and hopefully those listening or those that had that comment listened to this meeting and found out that it actually is about biology. So, thank you. Good presentation. We have a new chance to throw.
Probably not included.